Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his
power. Ah, yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I'm Pastor Steve, and this show is for Friday, the 5th of May, 2017. We are in the book of Psalms, and we will begin at Psalms number 10 today. These things are poetic and musical. A lot of them have titles. I will do as much explanation as I possibly can for you. But some of them are just simple and straightforward and just require reading. Some of the language is archaic, old-fashioned, but that is to be expected in the Hebrew. And we will get started right now. Psalm 10, verse 1. Why do you stand far off, O Yahweh? Why do you hide in times of trouble? And that's 6869 for trouble. Verse 2. The wicked in arrogance, 1346, pursues, 1814, the poor, 6041. Let them be captured, 8610, in these schemes, 4209, that they have devised, 2803. Let's stop right there. Who's bleeding the poor dry, making them virtual slaves, but the usurers today? They're going to get captured in their own schemes. Yahweh hates usury. Okay, verse 3. Because the wicked boasts, 1984, of his inward desire, 8378, and blesses the covetous, 1214, whom Yahweh scorns, 5006. Verse 4, the wicked, through the pride, 1363, of his countenance, 639, in other words, that's literally nose. He has his nose up in the air and haughtiness, will not seek after Elohim. Elohim is not in any of his plans, 4209. Verse 5, his ways are always grievous, 2342. Your judgments, 4941, are far above, 4791, out of his sight. As for all his enemies, 6887, he snorts at them, 6315, like in contempt. Verse 6, he has said in his heart, I shall not be moved. In other words, you can't touch me, 4131. Because I shall never be in evil circumstances. Oh, really? Guess again. Verse 7, and you can reference Romans 3, verse 14 on verse 7. His mouth is full of cursing, 423, and deceit, 4820, and oppression, 8496. Under his tongue is mischief, 5999. And vanity, 205. Worthlessness. Let's stop right here. Who is it today that's spouting all this cursing and deceit and oppression and mischief and worthlessness? trying to control us, trying to oppress us, literally trying to take our lives. Think on that. Get a pardon me, let me get a drink of water. Verse 8. He sits in the hiding places, 3993, of the villages, 2691, in the secret places, 4565. He murders, 2026, the innocent, 5355. His eyes are secretly looking for, that's one word, secretly looking for, 6845, the helpless, 2489. Let's stop right here again. Who does all this stuff in secret, planning murders and fomenting wars, killing all the innocent and the helpless for profit? Who does that? Who's behind all the wars we fought? Think on that. Verse 9. He lies in wait, 693, secretly, 4565, as a lion in his hiding place, 5520. He lies in wait to catch, 2414, the poor, 6041. He catches the poor when he draws him into 4900, his net, 7568. Stop right here. What is usury but a trap? And who needs stuff and wants stuff and applies for credit but the poor who don't really have the money because they'd pay cash if they had the money? And then he binds him up for life in usury. And he never gets out of debt again, ever. Who does that? That's another question you can ponder. Verse 10. He crouches, 1794, and bows down, 7817, so that the helpless may be overthrown, 5307, that's fall, literally, by his strong one, 6099. Collection agents. Verse 11. He has said in his heart, El has forgotten. In other words, God has forgotten. He hides his face. He will not ever see it. Oh, really? Verse 12. Arise, O Yahweh, O El, lift up your hand. Do not forget the humble. 6035. Verse 13. For what reason does the wicked scorn Elohim? He has said in his heart, you will not require blood. 1875. Really? They're just going to do what they're going to do and have no retribution? How foolish. Verse 14. You have seen it. This is speaking of Yahweh. Because you behold mischief and provocation, 3708, to requite it with your hand. The helpless abandons himself to you. In other words, you're his only hope. You are the helper, 5826, of the fatherless, 3490. Verse 15. Break the arm, 2220, that's a symbol of power, of the wicked and the evil man. Seek out his wickedness until you find none, 1077. In other words, until there isn't any left. Verse 16, Yahweh is king forever and ever. The nations are destroyed from his land. Now that's 1471, Goyim. Speaking of the non-Israel nations. This was written back then when they pretty much had them in subdued, but not totally. Verse 17, Yahweh, you have heard the desire of the humble. You will prepare their heart. You will cause your ear to listen carefully. 7181. Verse 18. To judge the fatherless and the oppressed. 1790. So that the mortals, 582, of the land may no more strike with dread. 6206. The mortals, 582, that's Enosh. This is different racially from 120 Adam. These are the plaguers of Israel, the non-Israel nations. You will give, in other words, he's going to give justice to the fatherless child and the oppressed, so that the non-Israelites would not strike them with dread. They wouldn't be afraid of them anymore. And that ends Psalm 10. Now here is Psalm 11. It has a title, To the Leader, 5329. Now that is the musical leader that's going to lead, conduct the instruments of Dawid. It's a psalm of King David, Dawid, properly. Verse 1, in Yahweh I take refuge, 2620. How can you say to my soul, flee, 5110, as a bird, 6833, to your mountain, 2022. Well, David was living in Jerusalem up on the mountain. Okay. Verse 2, because lo, the wicked, 7563, bend their bow. They make ready their arrow on the string so that they may shoot, 3384, in darkness at the upright in heart. In other words, secretly shoot at the good people. And their arrows would be destroying words, evil words, lies. They were always trying to attack David. Verse 3. If the foundations, 8356, now that's a metaphor for the foundations of righteousness. If the foundations are destroyed, 2040, what can the righteous do? Verse 4. Yahweh is in his holy temple. Yahweh's throne is in the sky. His eyes see, his watchful eyes, 6079, examine, 974, the children of Adam, 120. Verse 5. Yahweh tests the righteous, but the wicked and he that loves violence, 2555, his soul hates, 8130. Verse 6. Upon the wicked he shall rain, 4305, like rain from the sky. Snares, 6341, in other words, things to interfere with them. Fire and brimstone, and a burning hot, 2152, wind, 7307. This shall be the portion, 4521, of their cup, 3563. That's the cup of judgment for the wicked. Verse 7. Because the righteous Yahweh loves righteousness, his countenance, or his face, sees, 2372, the upright. So he knows who's doing good and who's not. Psalm 12. Now this has a title. To the leader, again the musical leader, upon Sheminith, 8067. Now that is an eight-stringed lyre, L-Y-R-E, like an eight-string guitar, basically. And it's a psalm of Dawid. Verse 1. Help, 3467, Yahweh, because the pious, 2623, man fails, 1584. Because the faithful, 539, vanish, 6461, from among the children of Adam. Well, isn't that going on today? Sure is. Verse 2. They speak vanity, 7723, that's worthlessness, everyone with another, with flattering lips. Flattering is 2513 and lips 8193, and with a double heart. That's 3820 doubled, that's heart. That implies duplicitousness. Do they speak? Verse 3, Yahweh shall cut off all flattering lips and the tongue that speaks proud things, 14:19, literally greatness. Okay. Verse 4, who have said, with our tongue we will prevail, 13:96. Our lips are our own. Who is Lord over us? Lord is 1:13, our master. They don't think Yahweh is the master. Verse 5. Because of the robbery of the poor, because of the groaning, 603, of the needy, now I will arise, says Yahweh. I will set him in safety, 3468, from him that snorts at him, 6315. The proud, arrogant one. You're nothing. You're poor, and I'm rich, and I'm just so great because I have all this money. Verse 6. The words of Yahweh are pure, 2889 words, as silver refined, 6884, in a furnace, 5948, of earth, 776, in other words, a clay furnace, purified, 2212, seven times, 7659. Really pure silver. Verse 7. You shall guard them, O Yahweh, you shall preserve them, 5431. From this age or generation, 1755, forever, 5769. Verse 8, the wicked walk on every side, 5439, when the vilest, 2149, sons of Adam, 120, are exalted, 7311. All right, that ends Psalm 12. But the vilest sons of Adam, that would be white people that are serving evil. And who is more exalted today than the higher-ups in our government? They are just so exalted, and they have all this power and titles, and they do this, and they do that, and they are, in the most part, corrupt and perverted. They're involved in all this wickedness that's going on. They walk in lockstep with the enemy of Yahweh, fomenting wars. They'll sign off on anything that they're told to sign off on by their puppet masters. Doesn't seem that much has changed since Dawood's day, does it? Here's Psalm 13. It also has a title, and it says, to the leader, again, a psalm of Dawood, a musical leader. Verse 1, how long, 5704 combined with 575, will you forget me, 7911, O Yahweh, forever, 5331, how long will you hide, 5641, your face from me. In other words, he's not looking on him, and he's not doing real well because he's not communing well with Yahweh. Verse 2. How long shall I lay, 7896, plans, 6098, in my soul, having sorrow, 3015, in my heart by day, 3119. How long shall my hated enemy, 341, be exalted over me? Verse 3, consider, 5027, and answer me, 6030. O Yahweh, my Elohim, give light to, 215, my eyes, so that I do not sleep, 3462, and in parentheses here, it's in italics, it's not in the Hebrew, but it's implied, the sleep of death, 4194. In other words, so he doesn't get killed. 4, so that my hated enemies does not say, my hated enemy, pardon me, does not say, I have prevailed, 3201, over him. And those that oppress me, 6862, rejoice, 1523, when I am moved, 4131. In other words, forced into a bad position. Verse 5. But I have trusted, 982, in your mercy, 2617. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation, 3444. That's the saving of his life. Because he was always in danger. He had all kinds of enemies. Even his own son, Shaul, and Abishalom. Verse 6. I will sing, 7891, to Yahweh, because he has dealt bountifully, 1580, with me. Now here's Psalm 14. It has a title, again, to the leader, a Psalm of David. And verses 1 through 3 in Psalm 14, you can reference Romans chapter 3, verses 10 through 12. Verse 1, the wicked, 5036, has said in his heart, there is no Elohim, in other words, there is no God. They are corrupt, 7843, they have done detestable, 8581, deeds, 5949. There is none, 369, that do good, 2896. Verse 2. Yahweh looked down from the sky on the children of Adam to see if there were any that understood and sought Elohim. Verse 3. They are all gone aside, 5493, in other words, turned aside from the law. They are all together, 3162, become morally filthy, 444. There is none that does good. No, not one. Recognize that from the new covenant? Yes. Verse 4. Have all the doers, 6466, of wickedness, 205, no knowledge? Who eat up my people as they eat bread and do not call upon Yahweh? There were they in great fear, for Elohim is in the generation of the righteous. Verse 6, you have brought to shame the plans of the poor, because Yahweh is his refuge, 4268. Verse 7, oh, that the deliverance of Israel were come out of Zion. Verse 8, when Yahweh restores, 7725, the prosperity, 7622, of his people, Jacob, 3290, that's Jacob, Israel, shall rejoice, 1523, and Israel shall be glad, 8056. So there's a quote that you can recognize. There is none that do good, no, not one. That's in the New Testament, New Covenant. Here's Psalm 15. It also has a title. It's a Psalm of David. Tehillim. 1. Yahweh, who shall abide in your tent? Who shall dwell in your holy hill? Verse 2. He that walks uprightly, 8:5-9, and performs, 6:4-6:6, righteousness, 6:6-6:4, and speaks the truth, 5:7-1, in his heart. In other words, the remnant that really believes and is going after Yahweh. Verse 3, he that does not slander, 72:70, with his tongue, and does no evil to another person, nor raises scorn, 2:7-8:1, against his friend, 71:38. Verse 4, in whose eyes a rejecter of Elohim, 3:9-8:8, is despised, 9:5:9. But he honors, 3:5:1:3, those that revere, 3:3:7:2, revere, fear, hold in awe, Yahweh. He that swears, 76:50, to an oath, even to his hurt, 7:4:8:9, and does not change, 4:1:7:1, his mind. In other words, if you make a promise, and later on it's inconvenient for you to take and complete that promise and make good it that promise, but you do it anyway because you promised. Your word is honorable. Verse 5, pay attention to this. He that does not put out his money at usury, 5:3:9:2, or take bribes, 78:10, against the innocent, 5:3:5:5. He that does these things shall not ever be moved, 4:1:3:1. If you stay true and tell the truth, you're going to be in the kingdom. And the false witnesses, that's a major sin. Corrupt courts and officials, judges and lawyers and witnesses. Psalm 16. Now this is a poem, it's a miktam, 4:3:8:7, of David. Verse 1, protect me, 8:1:0:4, guard me, O-L, 4:10, that's God, because in you I take refuge, 26:20. Verse 2, I have said to Yahweh, you are Yahweh, my good, 2:8:9:6, is from you. Verse 3, and to the holy ones, 6:9:1:8, that's the righteous, that are in the land, and to the rulers, 1:1:7, in whom is all my delight, 2:6:5:6, good is going to come from Yahweh to those people. Verse 4, the sorrows, 6:0:9:4, of those that hasten, 4:1:1:6, after another. And little g God is implied here, 3:1:2, shall be multiplied, 7:2:3:5. Their drink offerings, 5:2:6:2, of blood, 18:18, I will not pour out an offering, 5:2:5:8, nor lift up their names, 8:0:3:4, that would be the names of the little g gods, to my lips, 81:93, Yahweh prohibited that. You will not make mention of these false deities. Verse 5, Yahweh is the portion, 4:5:2:1, of my inheritance, 2:5:0:6, and of my cup, 3:5-6:3, the cup of righteousness. You support, 8:5-5:1, my portion, 14:86. Verse 6, the companions, 2:2-5:6, in other words, his associates, fallen to me, in other words, that I have been given, are pleasing, 5:2-7:3, they're good people. Yes, I have a good inheritance, 5:1-5:9. Verse 7, I will bless Yahweh who has given me counsel, 3:2-8:9, my conscience, 3:6:2:9, also instructs me, 3:2:5:6, in the night, 3:9:1:5, he ponders the actions of the day and seeks righteousness. Verse 8 through 11, you can reference Acts chapter 2, verse 25 through 28. Verse 8, I have put Yahweh always before me, because he is at my right hand, I shall not be shaken. 4:1-3:1. Verse 9, so therefore, my heart is glad. 8:0-5:5, that's rejoicing. And my glory, 3:5:1:9, rejoices, 15:23, another word for rejoicing. My body, in other words, literally flesh, 13:20, shall also dwell, 7:9:3:1, in security, 9:8:3. Here we have verse 10, and verse 10 by itself can be referenced in the book of Acts, chapter 13, verse 25. Or 35, pardon me, 13:35. Because you will not abandon my soul in Sheol, 7:5:8:5, that's the land of the dead and its inhabitants, neither will you allow, 5:4:1:4, your Holy One, 2:6:2:3, to see the pit of destruction, 7:8:4:5. Now, right there is considered a messianic verse, his Holy One, to see the pit of destruction. Some, as in the King James, have translated that as corruption, but it is the pit of destruction. What happens to a dead body when it lays in a tomb? Okay? It goes into the pit of destruction. The body is destroyed by natural processes. But Yeshua, when he was murdered on that cross, even though he was innocent, by the Christ killers, was laid in that tomb, and a big stone was rolled over in front of it. And 3 days later, when the messenger or angel rolled that stone away, he walked out. He was not rotten and stinky and covered with flies. His body had been transformed into the glorious body, once again, full deity, and we were raised with him. He is the first fruits of the resurrection, and we will receive that kind of body at the proper time. Even if we sleep in the dust and we decay as men, the components of our being are still there, and Yahweh can make us a new body because he is the all-powerful creator. Nothing is beyond him. Even making a man body out of dust again, as he did Adam in the beginning. Verse 11, you will make me to know the path of life, 2:4:1:6. In your presence, or before you, 64:40, is fullness, 7:6:4:8, of joy, 8:0:5:7. At your right hand are pleasures, 5:2:7:3, forevermore, 5:3:3:1. And here we have Psalm 17. This has a title also. It is a prayer, 8605, of David. Let me get a drink of water here and clear the pipes. Oh, needed a drink of water badly. This is verse 1 of chapter, or verse Psalm 17 here. I got my tongue in front of my teeth again. Hear a just cause, 6664. O Yahweh, attend, 7181, to my cry, 7440. Give ear, 238, to my prayer, 8605, that does not go out from deceitful, 4820, lips, 8193. In other words, he's praying a sincere prayer. This is all poetical and really beautiful. Verse 2. Let my sentence, 4941, that's the judgment, come forth from your presence. Let your eyes see justly, 4339. Verse 3, you have proved, 974, my heart. That's tried or proved or tested. You have visited, 6485, me. You have visited me in the night, in dreams. You have tested me, 6884, and shall find, 4672, nothing. 1077, as to find no evil. I am determined, 2161, that my mouth shall not transgress, 5674, as to pass beyond a commandment. Verse 4, concerning the deeds of Adam, by the word of your lips I have kept, 8104, from the ways, 734, the path of the violent, 6530. Verse 5. Hold up, 8551, my steps, 838, in your paths, 4570, so that my footsteps, 6471, do not slip, 4131. At steps here, 838 is figurative for the manner of life, and paths is a path of righteousness, so his footsteps don't slip off the path of righteousness. That's what he's praying for, assistance in that. Verse 6, I have called upon you because you will answer me, O El, that's divine being, God, 410. Incline, 5186, your ear, 241, towards me and hear my words. Verse 7, set apart, 6395, your loving kindness, 2617, O you that saves, 3467, by your right hand, those which take refuge, 2620, from those that rise up against them. Verse 8. Watch over me, 8104 again, as the apple, actually it is 380 and 1323 combined, that is the pupil and the daughter of the eye, 5869. 380 is the pupil, and 13:23 is the daughter. Hide me, 5:641, under the shadow, 6:738, that's a figurative for protection, of your wings, 3:671. Verse 9, from the presence of the wicked, 7:563, that destroy me, 7:703, from my deadly hated enemies who surround me. Verse 10, they are enclosed, 5:462, in their own fat, 2:459. Now that is a figurative for their prosperity. With their mouth they speak proudly, 13:48. In other words, they were boasting in their arrogance. Verse 11, they have now encircled us, 5:437, in our steps, 8:38, again, they have set, 7:896, their eyes, stretching out, 5:186, on the land. Verse 12, like a lion, 7:38, that longs to, 3:700, tear his prey, 2:963. Like a young lion, 3:715, sitting, 3:427, in ambush, 4:565. These are all descriptives of how his enemies are acting. Verse 13, arise, O Yahweh, confront him, 6:923, by your presence. Bow him down, 3:766. Deliver, 6:403, my soul or being or body from the wicked, 7:563, which is your sword. 2:719. He's using the wicked as a sword to punish Dawud. Verse 14. From men, 4:962, which are your hand, O Yahweh, from men of the world, 2:465, which have their portion, 2:506, in this life, not in the life to come, but only here. And whose belly, 990, you fill, 4390, with your hidden treasure, 6840. They are full, 7646, of children, 1121. And leave, 5117, the rest of their substance to their babes, 5768. Verse 15, as for me, I will see your face in righteousness, 6664. I shall be satisfied, 7646. When I awake, 6974, with your likeness, 8544. Basically, David says here, when he awakes from death, he will be satisfied to be in Yahweh's presence. That's what he's saying. How many men do you know today that only have their portion in this world and they're accumulating stuff and they're letting their eternal soul rot? They're just ignoring all the warnings. Just absolutely just not paying attention. Well, the next psalm is Psalm 18. Even with 15 minutes, I don't know whether I can get this done. It is a long psalm, 50 verses. I better not try it. Better safe than sorry. If I get into the middle of it, it really needs to be read completely through, and I don't want to butcher it. But let's meditate on what we've read today. He has talked about the righteous being under the protection of Yahweh's wings. This will happen during the time of tribulation. Now, we are, in my view, now there are others that disagree, but in my view, I believe we are pre-tribulation. We are in the time of Jacob's trouble right now. It's bad. Okay, no kidding around about that. It's bad, but it does not meet the description in Revelations about the time of full tribulation. Yes, there is violence, but not wholesale pandemonium as is described in the New Testament, when just everything just goes absolutely crazy. It isn't that bad yet. It's working on it. Okay, it's working on it. Now we have the president going along with his Jewish advisors. And we see the war drums being beaten by many politicos. It says there will be wars and rumors of wars. Well, they are ramping up for something at this point. What it will be, we will see. Okay. It's all going to be on Yahweh's timetable, not ours. And we can make predictions and do all of this stuff. And if it doesn't come through, you have hoof and mouth disease. You've bitten off more than you can chew. I'm telling you it's an opinion. I'm not making prophecies. I think they're gearing up, personally, for another series of wars in which many of our young white men will be killed. This is an ongoing process that the adversary's children have promoted for a long time. We're down way in numbers as far as people of the Caucasian race. They have killed off a lot of us. They are killing off more of us with genocidal race mixing. You mix the white seed with another seed and it's no longer the white seed and no longer has the spark of the Holy Spirit. It is dead from the womb. Spiritually dead. All it have life here. It'll live life. That kid might grow up to be a nice person, but it is no longer Israel. And the fate of no longer Israel, they do not have eternal life. I know the Judeo-Christian churches are saying that they do. Everybody's welcome, everybody's brothers. But that's not what the scriptures say. And they are deceiving many. They are teaching lies. It says that in the scripture that they will do that. They will deceive even the very elect, quite possibly. But those churches are destroyed in the book of Revelations. It tells all about those churches. Where you teach something in contrariness to the laws of Yahweh, that is a synagogue of Satan. That's not that is not a Christian assembly. If you are promoting race mixing, you violate the laws in Genesis, of each kind unto its kind, each species unto its species. You can deny it all you want. It's not going to help. Oh, no, 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 we're all brothers. No, we're not. We're not. Well, you're a racist. Yes. Yes, I am. The Bible is a racist book. I teach the Bible. The Bible teaches separateness and apartness and set apartness for Israel. That's what the theme is all through. The set apart holy seed. The set apart people chosen above all others on the earth. They don't teach that in the Judeo churches. In Psalms, they talk about racial aliens a lot, because racial aliens were a problem back then and they are a problem now. They are not of the seed of Israel. They are mixed blood. But you see them in these Judeo-Christian churches when it is clear in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 23, verse 2, shall not come a mamzer, that's number 4464 in your Strong's Concordance in the Hebrew section, into the congregation of Yahweh, even unto the generation of the tenth, shall not come into the congregation of Yahweh. And 4464 is a mamzer, and that means a mixed breed or a mongrel person. Mongrelized races, in direct violation of the law of nature given by Yahweh in the book of Genesis. Each kind or species unto its kind or species. Not to mix. You're not to plow with an ox and an ass. You're not to wear linen and woolen mixed in a garment. Not that those are such horrible things, but it's an example of his command. It's a symbolic thing that you're not to mix. Yet they promote that in these churches and in the government and in the schools and in the news media and in the movies and in the print media and in the music today. It is overwhelming, the propaganda that they are putting out to get our people to sin. It is to seduce our people. They're not concerned about the other mixed breeds. They're already mixtures. They want to eliminate the pure white seed line of the race of Adam by genocidal race mixing, because if you breed the seed of Adam with a non-Adamic, it is no longer Adamic. It is polluted, it is perverted, it is mixed, it is mongrelized. That is noted in Psalms as well. Sons of racial aliens. King David calls them sons of racial aliens. Nachri. Ben Nachri. Sons of B'nai Nachri. Sons of racial aliens. All through the prophets that I went through the prophets. Now I'm into the book of Psalms. They warn of that all through the prophets. We'll get into Chronicles, all kinds of stuff. I've already done Ruth. They tried to make Ruth out as a Moabitess. Well, she was a Moabitess by nationality, living in the occupied territory of Moab, but she was an Israelitess racially because she married a prince of Israel. And a prince of Israel would never marry a racial alien because his children couldn't enter the congregation. And the congregation was all important to Israel in those days. That was they lived the Israelite life. We are in dispersion when we're living the American life and the British life and the Swedish life and the French life and the German life. We have all these different cultures nationally, but racially we are all of the same people. So, we're not living that original Israelite lifestyle, and most of us aren't keeping the laws of Yahweh because we have been deceived by these churches. All that is changing. Our people are waking up. We are putting this message out and exhorting to righteousness our racial people. That's all we can do. We're doing the best we can in a very bad situation. And I believe, personally, it's going to get a lot worse. We are already suffering persecution on the internet, in our personal lives, loss of jobs, all sorts of things. They're hammering at us whenever they can. I always tell the people, usually at the end of the show like I'm doing now, get your family prepared spiritually. That's the first priority. Teach your children the word and what it truly means. Don't send them to Sunday school because it's convenient and they want to play with other kids. You have to raise your family. And if you don't raise them in an Israelite manner, they're not going to be Israelites. They're going to be what the rest of the world is, confused and misled and deceived and in error. You have to teach them the truth. Then you need to prepare your family physically and lay aside things for survival for very bad times. If you have it and you don't need it, it's not going to hurt a thing. But if you need it and don't have it, well, that's not a good thing. So you need to do both simultaneously. A little bit, a little bit, a little bit, until you have what you need. You got to prepare. Because if you don't, you put your family at risk. Well, we're right down at the end of the hour here. I got a little over a minute. And it's been a pleasure speaking to you this week in Psalms. We're going to start with Psalm 18 on Monday, the 8th. Shalom Aleichem, that means peace be unto you. And may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh in all things. Talk to you Monday.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the Lord.